The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. We bring you these podcasts talking about our businesses, small, large, industrial, retail, residential, restaurant, and special services, all of our members who come to you every other week with this podcast. If you'd like to learn more about being on a podcast, we'll let you know at the conclusion of our interview how you can do that. One of our joys here at the Chamber is not only doing the podcast, but the ribbon cuttings. Earlier this past year, we had an opportunity in North Haven on Washington Avenue to cut the ribbon for the fourth franchised, the fourth opened Hot Haven Chicken that's here in North Haven. And this is a new restaurant that is starting to get enthusiasm and growing like hot chicken, I guess you could say. Joining us, President and Co-Founder, along with Co-Founder Etkin Tekin, we also welcome in Jason Sobosinski. Jason and Etkin, it's great to have you back here with us at the Quinnipiac Chamber on our podcast.
Ray, thank you very much. I'm going to jump in and correct you because it's an opportunity, because everyone does it. It's Haven Hot. Not Hot Haven.
We're going to start this interview over. I can't believe I did that.
No, it's great. It's all good. That's a great opportunity. We can talk about it too.
All right. Well, that's good. I stand corrected. But you know something? That's because I haven't had lunch yet.
But we can help with that.
There we go.
Yeah, good. That's good. Well, I actually like corrections. I always think bad news is an opportunity for good news. It's funny because when I say Hot Haven versus Haven Hot, there was a program back in my youth, Hot L Baltimore, that was on ABC. And I can't help but put hot in the front of a sentence. So I'm glad that you corrected me and made it Haven Hot Chicken.
Well, listen, I think there's an opportunity here to also delve into our classification. You mentioned a bunch of different industries. We could be considered a restaurant. I'd like to maybe say we're a special service.
Ah.
We serve happiness as well as hot chicken. And don't forget, you can come to Haven and you can get chicken that's not hot as well. We have country. I've got three kids, 8, 10, 12. They're country. Actually, my 12-year-old is now mild. But I want to make sure that people know we have chicken for everyone.
Having raised two kids, I'm not sure 12 is a mild age.
He wants to work his way up to medium, so who knows?
This is wonderful. I feel like I'm back on radio with you guys. This is wonderful. So let me just talk about, go back to four of you founding this, because I'm curious, Jason and Ed, both of you tell your story, how you knew each other, how you came together, how you had this idea, because sometimes when you watch the restaurant and special service industry start something, you get to one and that's it. You're already at four and growing. So let's go back. How did you all get together?
So Jason and I's story actually starts almost 10 years ago. Back in 2014, I took an interview with Jason to be a restaurant manager and beer buyer at Jason's first restaurant, Casey's Fromagerie and Bistro in New Haven. I told him in that first interview that one day I'd like to own a business with him. He thought I was crazy, but I worked for Jason for about 8 months before joining the corporate world, where I spent 7 years. And after a couple of those years, back in 2019, I approached Jason to become the fourth co-founder of Haven Hot Chicken. And Jason, to my surprise, said,
I said no. I said no, which is, it's a good thing to say no. My bandwidth at the time was just not there. Kids, other businesses, and I felt like this would be too much. And so I said, I'd love to come on just as an advisor. I'd love to be informed of what you're doing. It sounds exciting. I think it was like a couple months in after being in meetings and doing testing and trying Rob's food and working with Craig, Rob Latronica, Craig Sklar, our other two co-founders, and just seeing how much passion was being put into this business, how much organization, the growth potential. I was like, all right, I want in. I want in, and I want in a big way. So here I am.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to that ribbon cutting. We did this on a Saturday, and it was exciting. You had a line out the door.
Out the door.
Waiting.
Across the Starbucks. Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah. I mean, it's a powerhouse location now. I mean, you are located next to that drive-through Starbucks. Starbucks being very popular. Then here's your midday and your later day. You've also got a Five Guys, which is a very popular, again, national franchise now to start in Washington, D.C. area. And you've caught on. So you're in a great strategic location on Washington Avenue.
Yeah, tons of traffic coming both ways. We've got the Merritt Parkway. We've got 91. We've got Quinnipiac University, not far from us at all. Just so many opportunities. And just the town of North Haven, North Branford, Wallingford, all within strike, Hamden, where I live, all within striking distance, and all just really excited for us. And we've done some community entrenchment. We're working with Quinnipiac Athletics. We sponsored a U-12 girls soccer team, the North Haven Heat. Go Heat. And those guys are amazing. And we're looking to do more. I mean, you know, little things. Dance recital, sponsored something like that. We want to get entrenched in the community, you know, in the Quinnipiac Chamber community, because we believe in sustainability. Sustain your community. Community comes back and sustains your business.
Absolutely. Excellent. Well, you've got right now, you've got four operating locations. I know you got a couple coming up, but you're not just expanding like one town over. You're like now almost on the borders of Connecticut. You're going up near UConn at Storrs, I guess, in Middletown, and you're near universities. You're right near Yale. You're down in Haven. You mentioned North Haven. You have Quinnipiac University Graduate School and Hamden as the undergraduate classes, Orange, Norwalk. So you're really selective and strategic in where you're deciding to put Haven Hot Chicken.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great. We work with a really great broker. His name's Ron Bryan. We get pretty entrenched in the data. We're a data-driven company. And so we look at average daily traffic. We look for, we obviously look for university and schools. We look for foot traffic, just all kinds of different things like anchors, Trader Joe's, obviously Five Guys and Starbucks, as you mentioned. Like, these are big for us because they'll bring more guests to our doors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the menu. Halal, yeah. Chicken, excellent, wonderful. And the types of sandwiches, because you come up with you have chicken and waffles, which is a real exciting feature to have as well. Some people like that sweet, savory combination. And you even have a vegetarian option as well.
Not chicken
sandwich. I think one of the great parts of how we started the business. So back in 2019, before we had our first brick and mortar location, we did a series of pop-ups in New Haven. And those pop-ups were really for us to start generating a bit of brand awareness, but really to test out our products and our menu, start refining. And so after doing several pop-ups, we did one at Shere Khan on Broadway in downtown New Haven. And we were excited to partner with them, and they were excited to have us. And they told us that if they're going to be going into their kitchen, it needed to be a halal menu. And so our chef Rob at the time looked into it, sourced a fantastic halal product for our chicken, and made sure that the rest of our menu was halal, the exception of banana pudding, which has trace amounts of rum extract in it. We found that we liked the product better. It was more consistent. It was of high quality, and we decided to stick with it. And since then, we've gotten a ton of support from the Muslim community as we've expanded, and we've been really pleased to be able to offer an exciting new culinary option for them as we expand our as we expand our footprint in Connecticut.
And humane slaughtering, for those who've been understand from a culinary standpoint, also the taste is a little fresher. It's a little different. Yeah, yeah, you pick that up. It's like it's a little distinction, you know. Then, and I'm sorry, Mr. Frank Perdue, but that's the truth. So let's move on to not only the menu which you have, but also if I want to have like a little party or a little occasion, you know, in my house, I want 20 people, 30 people in my house, like a backyard southern barbecue. I want to bring on the, you know, the banana pudding. I want to bring on the coleslaw and the pickles, and I want to bring on the you know, the chicken of various heat. How do I put my catering menu together with you?
A great question, Ray. And we have some bulk ordering options. My personal favorite is the slider kit. You get a dozen of our jumbo tendies, and they're big. It's a good size tender. You also get a quart of our slaw. You get a quart of our pickles. You get a dozen slider rolls. And then you get a very large sauce of your choice. I go ranch. Rob sauce is my second favorite. So freaking good. I'll do that for a group of 8 to 12 people. When you make a slider out of a tender, it seems like it's going to be like a snack. It's a substantial amount of food.
Yeah.
So I tell people, listen, for every 8 to 10 people, order one slider kit. You can put it out, and then people can don't want pickles, do want pickles, don't want slaw, do want slaw, try different sauces. It's a great way to cater a large party. We have a couple other like large format options. We do trays of our mac and cheese. We do trays of our slaw, and we do large trays of that banana pudding. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention, when we're talking about banana pudding, that every time Haven Hot Chicken, any of our units, sells a banana pudding, we donate $1 towards the Great Banana Pudding Drive, which is $1 goes to CT Food Share. And that $1 provides two full meals for one of the 450,000 food insecure neighbors we have here in Connecticut.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, forget the tiramisu. Go with the banana pudding.
Go with the banana pudding. Year to date, we have raised around, I think it's around $22,000 through banana pudding sales. So that's almost 45,000 meals, which is pretty cool.
Well, thank you all for doing that. Well, as we like to note too, you don't have to do this, but you're doing it. This is the values of the company.
Again, we completely believe in sustainability, and there's green sustainability for the planet. I mean, all of our packaging is compostable, all of our utensils are biodegradable, compostable, and we're currently working on getting even more sustainable when it comes to the environment. But the sustainability of our community is really important to us. And yeah. So whenever we can give back, and you know, it's 2023, eating is not a privilege, it's a right. Everyone should have food, everyone should be food secure. We feed people for a living. So we just felt like this would be a great philanthropic endeavor that everyone in our organization could really get behind. And we attach it to the banana pudding because it's freaking delicious.
Yeah.
One more banana pudding thing, Ray, because this is an insider tip and I want people to know. Banana pudding is not a dessert. If you look at our menu, banana pudding is a side. And for those who know, and for those who maybe want to, you know, maybe you're a mild guy or gal and you're like, I'm going to try the medium. I'm going to go up to the medium level, or you're a medium and you go to hot. Having a banana pudding at the ready is like, it's like a fire extinguisher. Like a nice scoopful of cool, rich banana pudding, Nilla wafers, fresh bananas, our whipped cream topping. Like it just resets your whole palate. You take a breath, you're cooled down, and you go back in for more spice. So I just wanted people to know that are listening. Banana pudding's not a dessert. You don't wait to the end. If you're really a pro, you swipe your French fry through it. Don't judge me. And that's all I have to say about banana pudding.
I think you're converting us all to be Southerners.
Excellent.
I think so. I think we got that. You know, and I'm hearing all sorts of great Southern music in my head here as I'm doing this interview. It's just a great, exciting flavor. Now, I have to say, you guys look like you're having a lot of fun. Now, as a Chamber of Commerce person here, I go to a lot of openings, a lot of places. I'm not saying other businesses don't have fun. You look like you're just having a blast with this business that you're growing quickly by leaps and bounds. Somehow have made people excited about your restaurants.
It's been an absolute blast. And I'd be remiss to not talk about that. In addition to the great communities that we've joined, we have such fantastic team members. We have over 100 employees now. We've been able to promote many folks from hourly to salary team members, which is very exciting for us. We make a real commitment to our team, to training, to providing great training, resources, environment, in order to foster a positive team culture. And that's something that, you know, as much as Jason and I would like to take credit for, that's not coming from us. We have set the foundation, and we've given the agency of the teams to really build the culture. So the GMs at each of the locations, Jonathan over in the North Haven location, he is a driver of culture. And when we talk about, you know, it's in our mission statement, feeding people is fun. It's one of our core values too, joyful. Having somebody bite into that chicken sandwich for the first time and seeing their eyes change, and all of a sudden, all the worries of life go away because, wow, you've just taken a bite of the sandwich. It's just exciting. And our team is on board with that excitement as well. Our team is passionate about our growth. And so honestly, when you're around a bunch of people that are also passionate and happy to be doing what we're doing, it makes going to work really easy. It's truly fun to walk into a location and have, I got to shout out Faith. When I walk into our North Haven location, she walks in and your day gets better when you see Faith, you drop in and say hi.
Wow. Well, it's remarkable. Haven Hot Chicken growing 4 locations now. And growing throughout the state of Connecticut. You can go online and order havenhotchicken.com. The menu comes up, everything from those pickles to French fries to banana pudding to you just name it, sliders, and 5 different ways of ordering the heat of the chicken. It's a place of joy and good food. So I want to thank you both for being part of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce, Jason and Etkin. But I also want to say that I'm going to repeat Haven Hot Chicken instead of Hot Haven Chicken now, or else you're going to get to call me. When you see me next time, you can call me Andrewson Ray.
Or I could call you Hot Ray.
Andrew Rayson.
Right. Well, be Hot Ray now. There you go. I'll put that on my cards. Here we go with that. Etkin Tekken, and it's also Jason Sobosinski. Thank you both. We've really enjoyed it. Haven Hot Chicken. Thanks for being part of the Quinnipiac Chamber, and thanks for joining us for this podcast today.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.